Steve Logan, and I wasn't sure. It seems like I had a bit of a problem with my messages, getting my messages, because Steve's desperately been trying to contact me. I've been trying to contact him, but we've not been seeing one another's messages, have we? So that's Steve, right, yeah, knocked on the door a few minutes ago, and here he is.
Old-fashioned technology.
Absolutely, yeah. Good, you can't beat it. And you've come in to talk about Wanted Alive, which is your new album, Steve, yeah, isn't it? So yeah, tell us what the kind of concept, what the theme of this album is, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, well, it's I'm struck by your last phrase there, the if there is such a thing, because people often have different ideas about how musicians put albums together.
Yes.
From the way that albums actually get put together. You know, sometimes you've got a pretty definite idea, and some more commonly, I think, an idea forms when you're writing songs. So if you're writing songs all the time, which I do, then gradually you start to see certain recurrent themes, issues, and you might then think, oh yes, you know, that's going to be the centre. So in this case, I think the centre is what it means to be fully alive.
Okay. Yeah. And is that something that you're always conscious of, that feeling of, you know, being alive? I take it a happy feeling, or is it something?
Well, it isn't necessarily a happy feeling.
No,
to be fully alive doesn't necessarily mean to be fully alive just to happiness. You know, there are other things too, but yes, I think we get satisfaction from feeling fully alive, and
yes,
one of the reasons, I suppose, that lots of us enjoy watching, you know, excitement in children. Is that that's what they seem to be doing. They're completely absorbed in that particular thing, which is fascinating them. And adults lose it a bit, and often lose it a bit. There's a famous psychotherapist called D.W. Winnicott, who invented family therapy, and he said that he hopes that when he dies, he's fully alive. And that's what he meant. He meant not just conscious, not just functioning, but able to receive everything that his life was presenting him with a full awareness of the richness and complexity and the wonder of it.
Yes, it's interesting. And your sort of comparison with children, I suppose they're able to be that way because they haven't yet, particularly very young children, had all the things sort of chucked at them about how they should behave and how they should
be, and
that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, a common thing with adults is that, you know, when they meet each other, they say, well, you know, what are you? And then people commonly will answer in terms of a job.
Yes.
But a job isn't a person. And, you know, it doesn't make sense for a child to define themselves in terms of, you know, a single thing like that. If they were asked that question, you know, who are you, they'll just say their name.
Yes, absolutely. <know? laughs> Yeah, it's a fascinating subject. So, in assembling this collection of 10 songs, we're going to play a couple, and the first we're going to play in just a second from the album, from your CD, is called "Free Again."
Yeah.
So now, what does "Free Again" mean?
Well, I suppose that in rock music, in many kinds of music, there is an idea of a persistent idea of freedom,
yeah, yes,
of wanting to be free.
Yeah.
And I suppose that the longer that you hold on to that idea, you know, the more often you'll find that it sort of steps ahead of you just as you're about to realise it. So that, you know, freedom isn't something that you achieve once and for all. It's something that you keep trying to achieve. And that's the point of the again. You know, so you feel you're free, but you're free again, you know, and there'll be another time when you have to strive for it again.
Yes.
And there may be quite a lot of, you know, struggle involved in that. The other thing that's a sort of personal reference for me, which some people are aware of, is that years ago I was in a tribute band to Free.
Oh, right, yes.
And the tribute band was called Free Again.
Ah.
It always had, for me, the name always had a bit of that feeling.
Yes.
You know, that Free, the band, somehow represented the idea of being fully free. But of course, you've got to find your own way, not just, you know, somebody else's way. So the song is partly about coming out of the, you know, tribute.
Yes.
Into fuller kind of self-realization in music.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's hear that song and then we'll talk some more afterwards. And fantastic. Free Again from Steve Logan. The new album, it's called Wanted Alive. That really is a terrific song, isn't it? It's absolutely fantastic, Steve. So
glad you like it, Ian.
Yeah, I do. I thought it was really, really good. Hang on a second. Let me just before I do anything else, let me just cue the next one up. Right, lovely. Okay, so that's right. It. I've got the next one ready to go. That was terrific. It was really, really catchy. That's what I liked about it. And I don't. Some people, you know, say a tune is catchy. That's not common. But no, it was really, really good. So in terms of putting a band together and playing on that, do you have regular people that you work with?
Yeah, well, I have a band that's called Geronimo.
Right.
Which is a sort of nod to Neil Young's Crazy Horse, because he's my big hero, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I use that name for whoever I'm playing with at the time, because I've been in loads of bands, and, you know, sometimes they last quite a long time and sometimes they don't. And the snag is that if you go out under a band name and then you change to a different band, it's not clear that it's you sometimes.
Yes.
So now I'm always careful for that reason to put my name out in the front and say it's Steve Logan and Geronimo. But yes, it has stabilised quite a lot. And on this album, there's me doing vocals and guitar, and then there's a guy called Reese Wilson, who's very well known at CB2. He's a stalwart of acoustic nights and acoustic roots. He's playing guitars, acoustic and electric guitars, like we both do. And then Andy Cross is the bass player, and Andy runs a quite well-known local studio in Milton called Zoo Audio.
Yes.
I hope you'll be grateful for that plug.
What was the name of that again?
And then, but the interesting thing, he's sort of playing bass and he was engineering the album, so he was like trying to keep one hand on the bass guitar and one hand on the console. And then Phil Bryant, who plays with lots of different bands, Medicine Hat and Jack, Kimberly Rue and Lee Cape Berry's band. He's playing drums on that.
Yeah, it sounds really tight. They sound really good. How you seem like a quite a laid back sort of character, but when you're working with Geronimo and they're working on your album, are you kind of in charge, as it were? Do you like things to be right?
Somebody has to be in charge.
Indeed.
And I suppose that among musicians, they tend to let whoever's written the material sort of be in charge. But I hope that I don't do it with too heavy a hand.
Yeah, you're a nice boss.
That's your description.
So in terms of this collection, Wanted Alive, how long has it taken you to write and record the album? Is it a fast process for you?
Yeah, it's a fast for me. This is my third solo album, and those three albums came out in 3 years.
Really? Wow.
So I'm at work now on the next one. This one's not strictly released yet. It's going to be launched in Cambridge in December. Just in time for Christmas, well enough. And I'm working on the next album now.
In terms of, you know, I know it's not all about the money and all of that stuff, but if you are going to make a living, is it important to have albums? Are they an important part of making people aware of you and generating income and all of that stuff?
In my opinion, they're crucial. I mean, what I'm aiming to be is a song poet, you know, that's somebody who is living his life through the process of making songs, making music about it, and trying to bring poetry into music and music into poetry. There's only one way to demonstrate that that's what you are, and that's by producing the songs and by producing the albums. So, yes, it's very, very important. As for making money out of it, it's very difficult to make money out of albums until you become quite well known. In the earlier stages, I think you make more money out of gigs touring.
Yes.
And I'm in conversation at the moment with a company that sets up tours and so on, and that's what I'm hoping that they'll do.
Excellent.
Preferably put me in a support to a very, very famous band so I get their audience.
Yeah, well, I see Sting's got a new album out first for 10 years. Maybe he'll be looking for a support. Let's play. I could chat to you all morning, to be honest with you, Steve. It's always great to have guests in. But I just got one eye on the clock and I noticed the team from Flavour are all assembling in there next door. So we have to leave in about 10 or 15 minutes. But before we go, a couple of things. I'm going to play another track from the album. I'm going to play a track called Jukebox, which is one that you've picked out for me to play. The album's called Wanted Alive. Steve Logan is the man. But you're going to be playing, you're always gigging in and around the area, but you're playing on Friday night, aren't you, at the Portland Arms?
Next Friday the 18th, a project called Cambridge Americana, which is four outfits all differently touched by American music. And I'll be playing the final slot of that night with a full band.
Top of the bill.
I can say that.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, Steve Logan, thank you very much indeed for coming in and seeing us here at Cambridge 105 and for playing just a couple of tracks from Wanted Alive. That's Steve Logan's new album. And here is a track for you. This is a good one. This is a good song. It's called Jukebox. The uber-talented Steve Logan on Cambridge 105, live musical guest, and that song Jukebox. And before that, you heard Free Again, both tracks from his new album, both songs from his new album. The album's called Wanted Alive. It's out now. He has a website. He has a Facebook page. Just Google Steve Logan and you'll find him. And Steve's playing the Portland Arms this Friday night. So thanks, Steve, for coming in. Well worth having him on, wasn't it?